Welcome to the Detail Solutions Podcast. My name is Alex Russell, and I am your host. Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot to turn my notifications off. Sorry about that, guys. Have you heard it? Listen, I got some pretty good feedback on that last little 15-minute jobby on the customer service one. So, like I said, I kind of wanted to do a couple of more. So, here we are. We're going to do another one. I had this idea, you know, coming from the car wash industry. Two of the car washes that I had worked for over the years were kind of small mom and pop type car washes, had a few locations, but weren't like very big. And both of them, you know, over the times were bought out by big giant car wash chains. And I've always kind of wondered, like, what would happen if, you know, the small detail studios, mine, yours, the others, whatever, started getting bought up. You know, you kind of see a little bit of it with what Josh, I believe his name, is doing with Sparrowhawk, in the sense of selling franchise ships, right? Where now there's a lot of Sparrowhawks kind of all over to deal with the aircraft stuff and whatnot. And I think it's very interesting. But, you know, kind of going to, you know, if an Amazon or a Walmart or, you know, came to you and, you know, was going to offer you a bunch of money and kind of buy your shop, or, I mean, let's face it, probably not a bunch of money, but, you know, so yeah. So I'm going to kind of dive into that. I kind of broke it up into two parts. I'll do one now, and then I'll do another one, a second part, in a couple of days or something like that. But let's you know, hear from an ad real quick, and then I'll get into it. Your ultimate partner in automotive detailing. Elevate your detailing game with our premium microfiber towels and applicators, meticulously crafted for protection. Unleash the power of precision and achieve that showroom shine. Autofiber, where innovation meets immaculate finish. Upgrade your detailing experience today. Visit autofiber.com and use the code DSP for 10% off your order. The difference is in the details. Okay, so like I said, I wanted to get into this, you know, I don't know, it could be thought-provoking, maybe not. You know, if you guys have any, you know, feedback on it, or you guys want to jump in and let's do this as a big-time episode, like, let me know. But, you know, I wanted to talk about the acquisition of professional detail studios by a big chain conglomerate, right? So part one, I'm going to talk about the reasons behind these acquisitions, the potential implications for both the industry and the consumer, right? Because a lot of times we just think about it for ourselves and we don't think about our clients or, you know, how it would affect the consumer side and everything. So, you know, the one thing that I've noticed is, you probably along with you guys as well and gals like myself, is, you know, we pride ourselves on the personalized service attention, kind of like I talked about in the customer service one. Those little things that I see a lot of people doing, like the towels with your name printed on them that you give to the clients, or little wash kits, or, you know, little checklists, things like that. You know, it's a cool little personalized attention, right? Also, a lot of us are kind of, you know, have strong community ties, and, you know, we go to the cars and coffees, we go to the arrive before five or live before five. I don't know if you guys is how town has that, mine does, some of those small little things. But, you know, when a big corporate giant enters the picture, you know, what changes with that? You know, you have acquisitions, you know, can provide financial stability for a small shop, a struggling shop. And let's face it, you know, there's a lot of people right now that are kind of struggling in this, you know, financial world that we're kind of going through. They can also expand your market reach. They're going to have the money to do the advertising, to do the pushes, the things like that, that maybe, you know, or even have the resources to, you know how to do that social media push that maybe you or I or whoever doesn't know. it can also lead to bettering your studio, your shop space, your detail spa, whatever, you know, better lighting, better machines, newer machines, you know, so forth, so on. And, you know, ultimately, you know, all that stuff would benefit your clients, right? But there's a risk. There's a risk of losing that unique charm, that individualism, the attention that you give your client, right? Like, I've talked about it a lot of times on the podcast here that, you know, a lot of my clients have followed me from the car wash. So they've, you know, been with me going on 8 or 9 years now as a detail spa, but, you know, even before that. So they've seen Haley grow. They know, you know, the things that Michelle and I have, you know, traveled and gone on and deal with the chair and stuff like that. And, you know, when you get into a corporate type setting, or it's a profit driven, you know, strategy takes hold of that, you lose that connection. You know, you don't really have the time to, you know, kind of spend with your client like that and get to know them better and have them get to know you. Because you kind of just become a cog in the wheel and you just have to, you know, move on to the next one and, you know, go from there. What else do I have here? You know, so the corporate process and the profit driven strategy sometimes might not be, you know, the best way to go. So, that's it for part one. This one's going to be a really short one. I was trying to at least get it to 10 minutes, but, you know, the next one I'll dive into, you know, part two, on kind of what I feel with this. But like I said, you know, if you guys think this is a good topic to maybe discuss a little bit more, you know, I had reached out to a few people that were kind of interested in the idea of talking about this, but they apparently are just way too busy to come on, and I don't fault them for it. It's hard, especially when you're trying to schedule multiple people to come on and talk about this. But yeah, if you guys want to talk about it, let me know. I'd love to dive into it deeper. You know, you can reach me on the discussion page. Shoot me a message. Let me know. You know, make sure you go like, share, follow, subscribe, hit that notification button anywhere that you're listening to us. Go follow us on social medias. Go follow us on YouTube, TikTok, all that fun stuff. And with that, that's it. Short and sweet. Again, hope you guys like this one. We'll talk soon. Take care. Have a great day, night, weekend, wherever you're listening. Bye.